I was looking around for Father's Day cards, and the one that I really liked on the front, it said, "You're the world's greatest dad." And then when you open it, it says, "Though admittedly my frame of reference is limited." I like that. It's clever. And looking at our lives, we each only have one natural father. I happen to have a wonderful father, but there are many different situations and relationships that we have with our dads. And fatherhood is often presented as something quite complicated. And there is. There's a lot of pitfalls, a lot of things that you have to sort of figure out. But it can be made more simple when we think about the fact that ultimately there's only one goal to fatherhood, and that is to create saints, to get your children to heaven. The natural life and all the things that we can pack into it, all the talents, all the sports, all the activities, and even the education, all of that will end with our natural life. But eternal life goes on forever. So the goal of every father has to be to make his children become saints. And the way that we do that is hard work, but it's not that complicated. Now, we each have to avoid sin and strive for personal holiness. This includes not only the things that we do, but even the things that we bring into the house. You know, making sure that the things that are on the television are things that help to uplift us. The books that we read are things that help us to lift our minds and hearts to God. That we're ever vigilant about what we're looking at on the internet. You know, so many fathers, and really any father worth his salt, is going to be the kind of dad who would lay his life down at the door of the front door of his house if some sort of evil or somebody who wanted to do harm to his family were to approach the house. But then they so often undermine this heroic attitude by allowing things to come in through the back door and the Wi-Fi. This is one of the big plagues of our society, one of the areas that dads really have to be heroic and throw off the things that are really muddying the waters of our homes. We have to always treat others with dignity, to model that behavior for children. When we do sin, a father needs to make sure he apologizes to those that are involved, especially if it's in his own family, and then go to confession, because what a great example that is, the humility of one who could admit fault not only before those that he's offended, but before God, who is ultimately offended in every sin. And we have to make God the center and the warmth of the family. Not just something that's added on, not an additional thing. You know, CCD here and go to Mass when we can on Sunday, but rather make it the center from which everything else radiates. That the reason that we enjoy our time together as a family is because God has blessed us as a family. The reason we're able to play sports is because God has blessed us with that athleticism. The reason that we're able to go to school and learn is because God has blessed us with the ability to have an intellect. God always has to be the center of all our pursuits, because then everything else radiates from that, and it enriches everything, it gives more richness to everything that we do. And this is not just for natural fathers. You know, every one of us as men should have a father's heart, and it should start early. Even high schoolers and college students should have a father's heart toward those around them, and especially those who are younger than them, really modeling that behavior in their lives. In the Catholic Church, a child should be able to look at any man who has been baptized and confirmed and say, that's somebody who models good fatherhood, whether they have children of their own or not. Ultimately, in the church, fathers have a great advantage because we have so many great models of fatherhood. We think, first of all, of St. Joseph. We think of Louis Martin, who is the father of St. Therese, and he had four daughters, all of whom are either saints or on their way to sainthood. Think of St. Louis, King of France, who was one of the most powerful men in the world, and yet spent hours a day in prayer and brought his country as a real father to the whole country closer to God. And of course, all fatherhood flows from God our Father, the perfect Father, the one who models every behavior of a father perfectly. So you see, as Catholics, our frame of reference is not limited. It has the depth and breadth and height of heaven itself. So now I would invite all the fathers to stand for the Father's Day blessing.